Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Cube of Space Workbook Revised Edition seeks to make the cube a symbol that illuminates the esoteric meaning of the Hebrew alphabet and the major arcana of the tarot more accessible to students of Kabbalah and tarot. As author Joy Neuer worked with this symbol, she found correspondence with directional attributions in a variety of traditions. Joy has been a student of Kabbalah and studied tarot since 1978 as a member of the Builders of Anatom. During her studies, meditation on the cube and its tarot correspondence brought her rich insight. The insights are already unique in many levels, but she still continues to grow her spiritual practice as a member of the international Sufi community. Marilyn Joy Neuer, author of The Cube of Space Workbook Revised Edition, is our guest on This Week in America. Joy, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure, and I've been looking forward to this interview. A fascinating book that you've written, and you'll explain to all of us and hopefully help us as we put things in perspective and make our lives better. Let's start with the basic. What is the cube of space? What is this exactly?
This is an ancient Kabbalistic diagram. There's very little written about it. It was a word-of-the-mouth thing. The cube has 6 faces, 12 sides, and we have a center point and 3 rays from that center point creating the cube. And this relates to an old Kabbalistic idea that God created reality from the center with 6 permutations of his name. And so that visualizes 3-dimensional reality as a cube. And then each of the lines, the faces, the coordinates are all related to a Hebrew letter. And Hebrew letters are all related to the majors of tarot, and they're all related to astrological symbolism. And so this is a symbol of reality, 3-dimensional reality. And studying it can help you get see more aspects of reality than the one you're just looking at in the present moment.
It's fascinating. Our guest on the program is Joy Neuer. That's N-U-R. The book is The Cube of Space Workbook, Revised Edition. You'll find, by the way, her website is MarilynJoyNeuer, N-U-R.com. You'll find the book wherever books are sold. Of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How does the cube of space use Kabbalistic symbolism? Explain that, if you would, please.
The most common Kabbalistic symbol is the Tree of Life. And the Tree of Life also is attributed to the Hebrew letters. And sometimes the cube is considered the sphere of Malkuth on the Tree of Life, which is the bottom, which is the physical realm. It also has all the letters, Hebrew letters, correlated to it. So anybody that studies Kabbalistic symbolism can relate to the cube of space, to tarot, to astrology, to the Tree of Life, and to many of the relationships in Kabbalah is just a system of symbols that take you to the underlying meanings of the spiritual teachings.
We're talking with Joy via Skype, and the video portion of this is on YouTube. You can Google that or go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, click on videos and see the interview with Joy. The book is The Cube of Space Workbook Revised Edition. Joy Neuer with us on the program. That's N-U-R. How is tarot related to the cube of space? What's that relationship?
We just use the majors of tarot when studying the cube. Because each line is related to one of the tarot keys, and the Each piece, each line or space in the cube is related to a particular tarot key. And then the tarot keys are symbols that illustrate Kabbalistic principles. That's how well they were created in the first place. And so by looking at where tarot is located on the cube, and but looking at the relationships with the tarot keys that are on the cube and, say next to each other
Yes.
or falling from one to the other, you can both understand tarot more deeply and understand the cube more deeply.
All of this and so much more in Joy's book, The Cube of Space Workbook Revised Edition. Information on our website. And Joy's website is MarilynJoyNur.com. Information there. You can order the book there as well. How does astrological symbolism relate to the cube of space?
There are 12 lines on the cube of space, the edges of a cube. Each one of those is related to an astrological sign. There are six faces on a cube, and each one of those is related to a planet, the personal planets. Like Mercury is the top face of the cube, and the moon is the bottom face of the cube, for example. And then the center of the cube is attributed to Saturn, and the lines from the center to the faces are attributed to the outer planets, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. And so this gives you a sense of the relationship to astrology, and also as another, it illuminates another meaning of the astrological symbols.
Fascinating, and all of this is in Joy's book. And the book is The Cube of Space Workbook Revised Edition. I put workbook in there. Why is it called a workbook, and what does that actually mean? If somebody's thinking, I don't quite understand workbook, explain why it's in the title and what this actually means.
It's a workbook because the purpose in writing this book was not to give people my understanding of the cube of space in depth. I have, of course, written paragraphs of my understanding throughout the book, but I minimize that because it's not about me. It's about the symbol, and I'm trying to get people to look at the symbol and look at how that relates to their lives and their understanding. And so the book is full of questions to ask you to look at different aspects of the cube, to ask in the relationships, so that you can develop your own understanding. And there's a lot of space in the book for you to write your own notes from meditation or study in the book, so that you can develop. So the cube has meaning for you personally, your own meaning, not elaborations of my meaning.
Exactly. So it's workbook, but it's in a good sense. It's sort of interaction that the reader can take with the book and with your writing to make sense and to make it relatable to them. The Cube of Space Workbook Revised Edition. Joy Noor, Nur, is our guest on the program. So how can I relate the cube of space to my life? Probably people listening thinking, I'm fascinated by this. How do I make it relevant in my life?
If you have a problem in your life, you might look at the cube and see if you can find out what's stuck in the flow of energy in the cube. For example, I was talking to somebody who was having a real hard time in his life, and everything was looking difficult for him. And I pointed out to that the circumstance of his life were a combination of the results of his previous actions, which was related to the northwest side of the cube and the principle of justice, the Tarot Key 11, and his response to what was happening, which related to the north below, and that was leading him to the west, which is his present circumstances, which were very difficult to look at but had a meaning behind was designed to show him something. And that gave him some insight as to how he could, where he could look for answers. We also have the fact that from the center, it's like God's consciousness goes above and below and results in our expression of self-conscious awareness and subconscious awareness. How do those relate? Do you have a problem with your in that's carrying in subconsciousness? Then it's going to relate to the tarot keys on the bottom of the cube. East and west are related to creative imagination and outer circumstances, which are both, which is what creation looks like. It starts in the mind and manifests in the physical. How are you using your mind to create? That is a way to look at the east and west faces of the cube. North and south are about enlightenment and activity, our understanding. What are you doing, and why? How do you understand the results of those actions? And so, that's all of life, you know.
Yes.
And so you can see how all these things relate on the cube. We look at them at one way thing at a time, and mostly we look at what's happening right now or what we want to happen in the future or whatever. We wonder why it's not happening. The cube shows you all the relationships, and so it gives you an opportunity to see maybe what's blocking what you want to happen, or where are you actually going with what's going on in your life. Go ahead, answer.
Well, finish that thought, because what you say is much more important than what I'm saying. So go ahead and finish your thought there, because you're changing lives. I'm just interrupting them. So go ahead, give me your final thought there.
I was going to say, it probably relates to another question, but the movement of you can move back into the center of the cube after certain types of experiences, and the cubes has diagonals that show you that path inward, that path, like a path related to meditation, a path related to comprehension, a path related to death or to transformation. These paths take you back to the center so you can see your life from the point of view of unity and not all the diversity in your life. And that is really the focus of spiritual realization, and the cube has paths for spiritual realization, and can show you where you need to, what practices you need, how you go there.
That was an important point, and something you touch on in the book, A Cube of Space Workbook, the spiritual realization and how it does relate. That Joy just touched on that. Where can you get more information about the Cube of Space? People may be listening, maybe familiar with it, maybe not, but now they are and are interested. Where can they get more information?
Well, the information I've got, and at least one other author on the Cube of Space, is stock I got from Builders of the Atom, which has its buildersoftheatom.org is its website, but there are books by Paul Foster Case that give you information on the tarot and the cube of space. And you can, of course, buy my book, and it gives you a window into the cube. It also refers you to other sources for deeper understanding.
And your website is very helpful. I'll give it to you now, and when we wrap up here in a few minutes, it's MarilynJoyNur.com. We have that on our website, the description for all of the different broadcast outlets, podcast outlets that you'll be listening to. You can go on to Joy's website and get information there. The book, of course, at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Let me ask here, and I think this is so important, who can benefit from this book, and how can that this helped them? I want to basically say maybe it's broad, but we could all learn from this, couldn't we?
Yes, I've had people work with me on this book that were not interested in any of this sort of stuff. But after working with it, maybe they were just doing some editing for me or trying to make sure that the diagrams were in the right order or something like this. And after working with it for a while, they say, wow, this is powerful. So that's what makes me realize that more people could get it from it than might be interested. Anybody that's interested in tarot as a symbol system, anybody that's interested in symbols in general, anybody that's interested in Kabbalah would find this useful, or astrology. Someone who wants to, as someone who has a background in BOTA, it's pretty well known in BOTA circles because it's been so helpful to so many people there. Because the cube is presented as a symbol and then not explained, and people don't know how to access it. So this book is how to access the cube as a symbol. It's a three-dimensional symbol, and three-dimensional symbols are hard for a lot of people to visualize. And so this book has beautiful diagrams that show the cube from every point of view so that you don't have to have a skill in three-dimensional visualization to access the cube.
You've done an excellent job in the workbook. It's designed to offer readers the opportunity to make their own discoveries. You will give them some seeds along the way to sort of give them something to contemplate and to guide them, but you will let the individual make their own discovery. What's that like when you hear from people and suddenly their life is better after discoveries they've made by reading the Cube of Space?
Well, it's gratifying. I had someone recently say, well, I was trying to figure out, I was looking at tarot key and it didn't really make much sense to me and I couldn't figure out how it related. And I opened your book and I read that first paragraph and I said, oh, suddenly it was all clear. Oh, you know, that one had a title like, What Do You Want? Because each section I've given a little spin on the way to look at it. And it was, that's really what was going on. And I hadn't even thought about it. You know, now I understand this. I got a handle.
Minute or so left here. I want to talk about your background very briefly, but someone would say, okay, what qualifies her to write this book? You've been studying this, I believe, since 1978. Talk about the impact this has had on your life so that you're able to share this and make life better for other people.
Well, my studies as a whole in Kabbalah transformed my life. It was like my life at that time was very limited and very limiting. And that was a long time ago. But as I began to study the tarot symbolism and the cube of space, I began to get more agency in my life, feel less limited, more able to be free. Today, at that time, I was a very difficult place in my life, 1978, and today I am free. Yeah, I can do what I want with my life.
Yes.
I can make decisions. I am not bound by other people's trying to seek approval from other people, or I'm not bound by fear of what will happen. I have a sense of personal agency, and that has been the result of these studies. I've covered so many things, and I in the process released so many attachments to things that weren't doing me any good that it has, basically my life is completely different. as a result of working with this symbolism.
If you're listening to Joy and go, all of those things, I will check all of those, and I would like to make those changes in my life, this book is for you. The book is The Cube of Space Workbook Revised Edition. Joy Neuer is a guest and the author. That's N-U-R. Her website, MarilynJoyNeuer.com. You'll find the book available at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, the usual places. I thank Inks and Bindings for arranging our conversation with Joy on today's program. Their website, InksandBindings.com. Joy, it's been a pleasure. We just touched the surface here. Hopefully we'll have a chance to go a little further into what you were talking about. But excellent job. This is a very readable, actionable, relatable book. Thank you for spending time talking about it today.
You're welcome.
And the book again, it has been our pleasure. The Cube of Space Workbook, Revised Edition by Joy Neuer. That's N-U-R. All this information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you're listening to This Week in America. And we're right back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.